Welcome everybody to Shear number 26. Excuse me. And for Shear 26, we're going to be concentrating on Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Tes Vav, and Sif Tes Zayin, Be'ezras Hashem. So, Sif Yud Dalet, you'll remember, we were discussing if Lenisha has a Ves Kavua for 20 days. And then she was Shinsa, she changed, she stopped seeing on day 20, and started seeing on day 30. We discussed that case in length last shiur. This case is going to be a little bit different. So says the Mechaber, Shinsa Riyoseha, V'loy Hishvoisa. Let's say she started seeing on different days than her regular Veskavua. The Taz just speaks out that obviously we're talking about over here that she does indeed have a Veskavua for 20 days. Talking about a flugga, 20-day haflugga. And now she stops seeing on a 20-day haflugga. And now she's seeing on different days. But they're not the same days. So in Sif Yudalad, we were discussing she does not see on 20-day haflugas, but now she started seeing on 30-day haflugas. But in this Sif, we're going to be talking about where she is not seeing on the same day instead of seeing on the 20th day. So we're going to be discussing here what she sees on other days. So for example, says the Mechaber, Kigoyin, Sheshinsa Pam Echos Liyoyim Lamed. The first time she misses the 20th day, and she sees on the 30th day. Vahasheni, and then the second month comes, and she sees the Lamed days. She sees 32 days, a 32-day aflug. Vahagimel, and then the third time, she sees a Lamed Dalet. She sees a 34-day aflug. So, this is a lady that always saw a 20-day aflaga. Now all of a sudden she sees a 30-day aflaga. The next month she sees a 32-day aflaga. And the following month she sees a 34-day aflaga. So says the Mechaber, Ne'ekar Vest HaRishayin. Still, her vest is considered to be uprooted. Ve'ein la vest klal. She does not have any more vest for you to worry about. So the first point is what we've kind of spoke about in the sugya, is that we have to remember that there's really two types of uprooting of a vest. One is if you are actually kaveya, a new vest, which is really more what we were discussing in the last sif. Here we're going to be discussing what I guess you can call as a quasi-akira, a quasi-uprooting, where she is not kaveya, a new vest, but she does not see for three consecutive times on her usual vest. So that is also going to be considered an akira. Continues in the Mechaber, v'mchazra lirois b'yoyim avest harishayin. Now what happens if now, after she did not see 3 months in a row on the day of her normal vest, she sees on three different days, but now, later, she goes and she sees on the day of her original vest. So in this example, it would be a few months down the road, she now sees again on a 20-day haflaga. Chayzer l'kfiyusoy harishayin. So she immediately goes back to her original vest. V'chayshesh esloy tamed, and she has to be chayshesh for that day going forward, forever. Ad sheyakim imanu shalish pavim, until she again is able to be Iker, her original vest, 20 days. So here's the example, just to make it clear. This lady has a 20-day haflaga vest, kavua, for years. Now all of a sudden she sees 30 days, then she sees 32 days, then she sees 34 days, and then she sees all over the place for another year. And now all of a sudden she sees on a 20-day haflaga. Well, as soon as she sees on that 20-day haflaga, we say that her original vest is now reestablishing itself, and now she has to be noyheg, she has to be chayshish for this 20-day haflaga as though she never stopped, and as though she was always seeing a 20-day haflaga, and therefore, even if in the following month she does not see 20-day haflaga, she still will have to be chayshish for the 20-day haflaga then following month, and the following month until she again is oiker three times. Now this is different than what we mentioned in Sif Yudalad. In the Sif Yudalad case, if you are kaveya, or if she is kaveya, a new vest, and then, let's say she's kaveya vest for 30 days, so she has a 20-day aflaga, and then she's kaveya, a new vest, for 30 days. And she changed. So now she's seeing every 30-day aflagas for months. And now all of a sudden she sees on a 20-day aflaga, we do not say chazra havesa mekayma, a very important distinction. If she's kaveya vest, a new vest, then even if she sees one time on her old vest, we do not say it's chazra vesa mekayma. However, in this case, since she was not kaveya a new vest, even though she was kind of oiker it already by passing her vest three times, even if a lot of time has passed, and she happens to see on the 20th day again, we say chazra vest lemekaymai, and she has to now be noyeg as though she always had a 20-day haflaga. That is what this sif is saying. Now, very important words. V'hu adin lehefsika meliroi shalosh oinos. The same halacha would apply if she did not see for three oinos. She did not see for three oinos at all. She didn't see any time for three oinos. And then va'acher kachozro lirois, and then afterwards she does see again biyoyim havest harishoin on the same day of her original vest. We say the same halacha that it would be chazra vest lemekayma. Okay, now let's take this piece by piece. So again, let's start from the beginning. The case was she had a 20-day aflaga. After the 20-day aflaga, all of a sudden, for months and months and months, she had a 20-day aflaga. Then she sees on day 30, 30-day aflaga. Then she sees 32-day aflagas, and then she sees a 34-day aflaga. So she went 3 months without seeing on her 20-day aflaga, and therefore we're saying that she has uprooted this her old vest, and now she's a free agent. She doesn't have any sort of vest that's connected to her. That's what the Mechaber said. Ve'ein lo vest klal. She doesn't have a vest. So frek de shach. Wait a minute. Look at the case. The case is that she skipped what? 30. She saw 30. 32. 34. Now we all learned about vest hadilug already. And a vest hadilug is if she's making equal amount of skippings each month. So here she went from 30 to 32, and then from 32 to 34, and you're going to say, well, okay, but there was not three times that she did a dilug. But you'll remember that we had a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. And Rav holds that even though she did not actually have three skippings, but still, if she would see in this way, lamed, lamed, beis, and lamed, al, she would be kaveya a vest for dilug. So frek the shach, Yimachaba, you're trying to tell me a case where she's not going to be kaveya a new vest and tell us this whole new halach over here. Well, you should have picked a different case, because in this case, she is kaveya a vest according to Rav. Ah, you're going to say, well, maybe we paskin like Shmuel, but you already know that we already said so many times that we have to be chayshish, we have to be machmer for both shitas, Rav and Shmuel, right? There's a big machlokes we showing them how to paskin like Rav and Shmuel, and therefore the Mechaber said that we have to be chayshish for both. So you, Mechaber, you yourself said that we have to be chayshish for both shitas, and here you are saying that it's going to be as if she does not have a vest at all. So therefore, says the Shach, that just keep in mind that in this case it happens to be that this specific case we would have to be machmer like the shita of Rav and say that she actually does have a vest hadilug. Now again, remember, we have to be chayshish for both. Like we said, you have to be chayshish that she's, you have to be machmer like Rav that she has a vest kavua, but there's also other chumers that are negea only if she has a vest in a kavua. And like we said, you have to be machmer like both shitas. So the Shach is just pointing out over here that this specific case happens to be that she was kaveya vest hadilug like Rav. But if the Mechaber would have not picked this case, then everything that the Mechaber would say would be 100% true without having to worry about this other vest according to Rav. Now, the Shach also points out that the Mechaber has very strong words. After she sees a 30-day aflaga, and then she sees a 32-day aflaga, and then she sees a 34-day aflaga, then the Mechaber said what? Neker vest harishon, ve'ein lo vest klal. She does not have any vest. Wait a minute, she doesn't have any vest? I mean, she has a vest she'ena kavua. So the Mechaber should have said that she has a vest she'ena kavua. And that is what the Shach is pointing out here, that when Mechaber says ein lo vest klal, all he means to say is that she does not have a vest kavua. But of course, the fact that she saw her last Riyah was a 34-day haflaga, of course, from that time, she will have to be chayshish 34 days later, like a vesha ena kavua, as well as being chayshish in ayna beininess. And just remember that the shach holds that ayna beininess is yom hachaydish. So it would be yom hachaydish, but like not like the shach, like the Taz or other the other paiskim that say that ayna beininess is not Yom HaChodesh, Ayin HaBeinus is 30 days, then she would have to be Chayshish for 3, right? She'd have to be Chayshish for the Vest HaFlog of 34 days, she'd have to be Chayshish for the Yom HaChodesh, and she'd have to be Chayshish for Ayin HaBeinus. So, when the Mechaber says, V'ein lo Vest Klal, just remember that he just means to say that she does not have a Vest Kavua, but of course, for a Vest She'ena Kavua, you have to be Chayshish, just like you always are Chayshish for a Vest She'ena Kavua. Okay, now, let's take a look at this Taz, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. It's just calling our name, this Taz. It's a nice, long Taz, and very important, different, very important things that this Taz discusses. So the Taz brings the Beis Yosef, which the Taz likes to bring the Beis Yosef. He likes to get involved with the Torah and the Beis Yosef and the Sugya. So the Taz brings the Beis Yosef, and they're discussing this last case of the Mechaber. Now, let's move on to the last case of the Mechaber, so let's just get it clear before we jump into this Taz. So, the first case of the Mechaber was where she saw, instead of a 20-day aflaga, she saw a 32-day aflaga, 34-day aflaga, 30-day aflaga, 32, then a 34. Okay, that was one halacha. But then he said that hu hadin lehifsika milirois shalosh einos. That the same halacha that the Mechaber is saying, that if she would change her vest to 30, 32, 34, the same would be if she does not see at all for 3 einos. So what does that mean? How does the Beis Yosef understand that to mean? When he says Beis Yosef, he's talking about on the tour, which essentially says the same thing as the Mechaber here. So he says this brings the Taz down from the Beis Yosef, that when she's, with this idea that she's mafsik, 3 einos, what he means to say is that she did not see 3 times 20 days, which means that we are talking about she has a vest kavua for a flog of 20 days. So now comes the first time that she's supposed to see, and she does not see 20 days later. So from her last vest, she does not see 20 days later. But when does she see? Well, this case is talking about she did not see at all. So what does it mean that she's mafsik gimel einos? What it means is that she does now not see 20 days later from the time that she was supposed to see. So which would be 40 days. And then the third time would be if she does not see 20 days later from seeing from the 40 days from her last haflaga, which would have been 20 days if she would have seen 20 days before that. So what he's saying is that if she has a vest kavua for 20 days, and then 20 days later she does not see, and then 40 days later she does not see, and then 60 days later she does not see, that is the case of the Mechaber where he's saying that if she's mafsik from seeing 3 einos, these 3 periods of 20 days, 3 intervals of 20 days, even without getting any Riyah in between, it would be 20, 40, 60, that's what the Mechaber's case is talking about. And then he says that the reason is that now after she has this 60-day haflaga where she's not seeing anything, she is considered a mesulekes damim. She's considered as though she does not have any dam. She's done with seeing. She's done with nida. She's considered a mesulekes damim, just like a pregnant lady or a nursing lady or an old lady or a girl that did not reach the age where she starts getting her period. She's like, she's a mesulekes damim. She does not see dam. This lady just stopped seeing dam. Her body changed. She does not see dam. Now, so that's how he's learning this case. That if she does not see 3 einos means in that case, she did not see 20 days later, and then which would be 40, then again another 20 days later, which would be 40 days, and then again 20 days later, which would be 60 days. That's the hafsaka of 3 einos. Now, it's mashma, very clear, that she would have to be chayshish for day 40 and day 60. Now, if she does not see, then we're going to say that she's mafsik 3 einos. But she would indeed have to be chayshish for day 20, day 40, and day 60. And What does it mean? The Mechaber, when he says, "Va'acha ka chazra lirois b'yom havester rishayin." Now, if this is the way that we're learning the Mechaber, this is the way that Taz is saying the Beis Yosef over, that she did not see 20 days later, then 40 days later, then 60 days later. So what does the Mechaber mean when he says, "Va'acha ka chazra lirois b'yom havester rishayin"? What does that mean? What it means is that she doesn't, that if she goes again and sees on day 80 or day 100, that would be considered that her vest is chazra l'makayma. Now, even though she's, so therefore, even though she's seeing 80 days from her last period, we would say that it's as if she was seeing the whole time 20, 20, 20, and now not actually seeing, but we'd be making the cheshbon, and therefore if she sees on day 80 or day 100, then it would be considered that her vest is chazra l'makayma. That is how the Beis Yosef learns. And that's how the Taz brings it in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. Now, Frek the Taz, a Bam Kasha, which is probably what everybody's thinking. He asks, is that how are you telling me that that's a Chazra Vesla Mekaymai? Why should that be Chazra Vesla Mekaymai? She had a 20-day aflaga. Now she doesn't see for 100 days. You're telling me that if she sees on day 100, it's Chazra Vesla Mekaymai? Why is that Chazra Vesla Mekaymai? That's called a 100-day aflaga. That's not called a 20-day aflaga. Even though in your mind, you're cheshbening 20 days each time, but still, at the end of the day, look what happened here. Last time she saw was 100 days ago. Now she's seeing on a 100-day haflaga. Now why would you say that it's Chazav Esam HaKoyma? She has a new haflaga of 100 days. That's the Taz's Kasha on the Beis Yosef. So the Taz brings the Marshal. And the Marshal is Chaylik on the Beis Yosef. And the Marshal says that the Mechaber does not mean to say that she was mafsik three oinos bedafka. It doesn't mean that she has to not see day 40, not see day 60, not see day 80. All the Mechaber means, and again, this is also the same thing in the Torah, so don't get mixed up with the different shittas that the Taz is using the Torah, but the same would apply to the Mechaber, that it does not mean that she bedafka does not see for that amount of time. All he means to say is that if she did not see from day 20 and she does not see any further time, she's just going. She's going without seeing. It doesn't mean bedafka that she has to be mafsik 20, 40, 60. As long as she passed 20-day haflaga, now she's going and going and going. That's all that's necessary in order for her to be in this state of someone who is mafsik and she's not seeing on her day of haflaga. But Avada, says the Marshal, she would not have to be Choshish for day 40 or day 60, because that is not a 20-day haflaga. That would be a 40-day haflaga. That would be a 60-day haflaga. So Marshal is holding that you would not have to be Choshish once she passes that 20-day haflaga point and she does not see. She never has to be Choshish again for, according to the Cheshbon, what would come out if she would have seen on day 20, or if she would have seen on day 40. Get that idea out of your head, according to the Marshal. And he brings a raya, the Marshal brings a raya, that we know from the earlier Sif and Sif Yadalid, that we said if she was Shinsa Riyoseha Li Yoim Lamed, if she changed her Riyah from Yoim Lamed, then you have to be Choshish from 20. As the Mechaber said earlier, if she sees 20 days after, remember the last case where she was seeing 20 days and then she started seeing 30 days, then we said you have to be Choshish 20 days from when? From the Yom Lamed, from the day that she saw on Yom Lamed, not from the day that she was supposed to see on Dei Chav. She only has to be Choshish from the day she saw on Yom Lamed. Then she has to be Choshish 20 days later. But of course, this whole idea of having to be Choshish 20 days from what you would have the day that you were supposed to see and you did not see, there's no such thing as having to be Choshish 20 days from that day that you were supposed to see. That is the Marshal, that's the Marshal's Shita. And that's his Raya from the previous Sif. Says the Marshal, according to what the Marshal is, according to what I'm saying, Marshal, that once she passes day 20, she does not have to be Choshesh anymore for day 40 or day 60. So then what you would have to be Choshesh for is Ayin HaBeinonis. Says the Marshal, I'm sorry, what you would also not have to be Choshesh for Ayin HaBeinonis from her last Re'iyah. Because she was not, she still is considered to have a Ves Kavua for 20 days, right? What happened over here? She only had one Akira, according to the Marshal. She did not see 20 days from her last period. So again, she has a Ves Kavua for 20 days for the past 10 years. Now she does not see 20 days from her last period. Does she have to be Choshesh for Yom Lamed? So according to the Marshal is learning that, well, it depends. Do we say that this is a good Akira or not? Well, it would only be considered one Akira. One Akira is not Oikar of Eskavua. And if it's not Oikar of Eskavua, then an Isha that has a Eskavua would not have to be Chayshish on Ayin HaBeinonis. And therefore, the Marshal also says that you would not have, she would not have to be Chayshish for Ayin HaBeinonis. So the way that the Marshal is approaching this whole sugi over here is that the way that we look at this is that as if it's just one Akira. She has a 20-day aflaga. Now she did not see 20 days. It doesn't matter if she doesn't see 40 days or 60 days later. It doesn't matter. It's all considered one Akira. And therefore, she's still considered to be an Isha with a vest kavua of 20-day aflaga. So, what does it mean when the Mechaber says, Va'achar ka chazra lirois b'yoyim avest arishayin? So what is that talking about? We said that she was mafsik for, okay, according to the Marshal, lav dafka, three oinais. She was mafsik, she did not see 20 days later. So now, the Mechaber says, but then if afterwards she sees on her yom havest harishoin, then we say chazra vest l'mekayimah. Well, what's that case? How is she ever going to see on her vest harishoin? She's already past the 20-day aflaga. What's she going to see on day 40, on day 60, on day 80? That's not her vest aflaga. Her vest aflaga was 20 days, not 40 days, not 60 days. So says the Marshal, very simple. All he means to say is that if she sees one time after this hefsik, so she doesn't see 20 days. She doesn't see 40 days. She does whatever. Whenever she eventually sees, she sees 90 days later. From that time, you have to be chayshish 20 days later. You have to be chayshish 20 days later. So that is what the mechaber means here. That if she, whenever it is that she does eventually get her period, she would have to be chayshish 20 days later. Because she was never Iker, her first vest, right? She only had one Akira, according to the Marshal. And since she only had one Akira, so when she sees, whenever it is, she has to be Choshesh, of course, 20 days later, because she was never Iker, her first vest of Aflaga of 20 days. And, says the Marshal, now let's say she sees, which would also just intuitively follow the Marshal sheet. So let's say she sees 43 days later. So she saw, she has a fast aflaga for 20 days, and now she doesn't see 20 days, and now she sees 43 days later. Well, the following month, he says, that she would have to be chayshish for not only 20 days, but also for 43 days. So whenever it is that she has that aflaga, she would have to be choshesh for that day on top of the 20-day haflaga. That is the Marshal. Now the Taz has a lot of kashas for the Marshal. Taz has a whole slew of questions on the Marshal. And therefore he, at the end of the day, is choylik on the Marshal. And he says, Avada the Beis Yosef is correct. That the Beis Yosef, the way that he's understanding this case over here, that she would have to be chayshish for day 40, she'd have to be chayshish for day 60. And that would be considered, that's the case of Sika Malira Shalishinus. It's Dafka. It's not like the Marshal is saying. that actually the Beis Yosef is correct. However, the Taz says that one thing he wants to take issue with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef's shita is that if when the mechaber, when the tour, the mechaber in our situation says that acher kachozra lirois biyoyim havesta rishain, that afterwards, if after all this hafsaka, all this not seeing, all these days that she did not see, all of a sudden she sees on her vesta rishain, which the Beis Yosef is learning if she sees on day 100 or day 120, according to the 20 days that you're making the cheshbon, the Taz says, no, that's not what's going on. That's not what the mechaber means over here. That's not the halacha, at least. The halacha would be that, like the marshal in that situation, which would mean that whenever it is that she does get her period, she would have to be chayshish 20 days from that time. That is all the mechaber and the tour, the way the Taz is learning, the tour is going to be, that's what they mean when they say ba'achaka chazuliris b'yam v'asarishain, that she has to be chayshish for that 20-day period. And if, of course, she does see, okay, so let's just be clear. She has a 20-day aflaga. She does not see for 40, 60. She does not see 20 days later, then 40 days later, then 60 days later. Then she sees on day 72. So she has to be chayshish 20 days later. If she sees 20 days later, then of course, then she's right back to where she was. I mean, she is back to where she was if she sees 20 days later. So that's how the Taz is going to learn that she, of course, once she has that vest, when she sees 20 days later, then it's for sure Chaz Vesem Koyim. There's nothing to talk about. But even if she just sees once on day 72, she would have to be Chayshish 20 days later, as though she would never completely uprooted her first vest kavua of 20 days. Okay, that is the Taz. Now the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef, he sticks up for the Marshal. He says, no, of course the Marshal is correct here. He answers the kashas of the Taz on the Marshal. And therefore, of course, there would be no reason to be chayshish for day 40 or day 60. And as the Marshal said, that if she sees on whenever it is that she eventually sees, and let's say day 72, then she would have to be chayshish 20 days later. That is the Marshal. However, the Nekudas HaKesef himself, the Shach himself, says that I want to give you one caveat. There's one thing that I'm going to take issue with. I'm going to take issue with that if, whenever it is that she sees, let's say 72 days later, she actually does not have to be chayshish 20 days later for the aflaga. Meaning, if she's mafsik gimel einos, so if she does not see 20 days later, then 40 days later, then 60 days later, and then she sees on day 72, even though the Marshal said that you have to be chayshish 20 days later, and the Taz even agreed to that part of the Marshal, that she has to be chayshish 20 days later, says the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef, no, she does not have to be chayshish 20 days later. Only if she actually sees 20 days later, then her vest is chazal l'mekayma. That is the one point in which the Shach disagrees with the Marshal in that specific situation. Now, Pesachei Tshuva, in the Sif Katan Tezvav, he brings the Chavis Das, and the Chavis Das says that if she's mafsik more than three oinos, so she does not see 20, 40, 60. She sees on day 72. So, says the Chavis Das, she actually has to be chayshish now 72 days from this Riya. Don't forget about that 72 days. She, according to the Chavis Das, she would have to be chayshish for that 72 days. And also, says the Chavis Das, she'd also have to be chayshish for Aina Beinanis. So, again, she has a 20-day aflaga. She doesn't see 20 days later. Then she doesn't see 40 days later. Then she doesn't see 60 days later. But then she sees on day 72, says the Chavis Das, she has to be chayshish from day 72 another 72 days. and she has to be choshesh for ayin beinanes. Let's move on to Sift HaZayin. K'yoytze b'zeh din akiris vesh rosh chodesh. So, we are up until now, Sift Yadalit, Sift HaZvav, we are discussing a vest haflaga. What about a vest kavua l'rosh chodesh, or l'chodesh? So, says the Mechaber, same halacha would apply. Ketzad. Hoysa regila liris b'rosh chodeshim. Let's say she sees on rosh chodesh. So he has a vest kavua to see on Rosh Chodesh. And then Rosh Chodesh passes and she does not see. So she has to be chayshesh for the next Rosh Chodesh. Ad she yavar lo shloisha Rosh Chodesh. So she has to be chayshesh for the next Rosh Chodesh. And if she does not see the next Rosh Chodesh, then she has to be chayshesh for the next Rosh Chodesh until three times Rosh Chodesh passes and she does not see. If let's say three Rosh Chodeshes pass, she does not have to be Chodesh anymore for Rosh Chodesh. But let's say 3 years later, she sees on Rosh Chodesh, then the vest returns to its original place, and it's as if she always had this vest kavua for Rosh Chodesh and it never went away. So, basically the same similar halacha. And again, the main halacha over here, the main takeaway is that if she passes her vest kavua three times without being kaveya a new vest, and then later down the line she sees on that same day of her original vest kavua, whether it's a haflaga, whether it is a vesta chodesh, then we would say Chazra Vesta Mekaymai, even though she only saw it one time. So she could be that she has a three-year break where she never saw it in Rosh Chodesh. But then all of a sudden she sees it in Rosh Chodesh. We assume that her vest came back, and she has to be Chodesh as though she has a vest Kavua now for Rosh Chodesh. So the Shach speaks out, just to reiterate this point, that even if she did not see, simply put, the case of the Mechaber would seem that even if that if she did not see 3 months in a row, so let's say she sees every Rosh Chodesh, and then 3 months she takes a break, and then the following month on Rosh Chodesh she sees on Rosh Chodesh, so then we would say Chazav Esam Kaimai. But says the Shach, don't forget that the same halacha would apply even if she had Re'iyos in between. So not just if she does not see for 3 months in a row, and then she sees on Rosh Chodesh. Or let's say she does not see for a year. She takes a break for a year. She does not get any period for a year. And then she all of a sudden sees on Rosh Chodesh. Then we would say Chazav Esam Kaimai, not only in that case, but says the Shach, that even in a case where she actually had Re'iyos, but the Re'iyos were not on Rosh Chodesh, and the Re'iyos were not in a way that was Kaveya, a new vest, and then she happens to see again on Rosh Chodesh, then we would also say Chazra Vesta Mekaymai even only by one Re'iyah. So again, if she has a vest kavua for Rosh Chodesh, and then she's kaveya a new vest, a different new vest, let's say also when she starts seeing on Hay, and then after that she sees on Rosh Chodesh, we would not say Chazra Vesta Mekaymai. But if she either does not see for a few months in a row, and then she sees on Rosh Chodesh, or she sees on a few months in a row, a bunch of months, and she sees on a different day, but she's not kaveya a new vest, and then she sees on Rosh Chodesh, she would be Chazra Vesta Mekaymai just by one Re'iyah. Okay, that is the end of this year, and Amir Tzashem, looking forward to the next year, where we'll move on to Sif Yud Zayin. Looking forward.